Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you on a fine summer Saturday. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, show 426. I've been broadcasting on KBright since 2011. This is show 426. Every show, the intention to cut through the baloney, not to sell you a bunch of supplements, but to give you a real grassroots perspective on how to get out of the health hole you may be in. Corollary to this, along with that, the intention is to give you the sense of how to develop a real health practice. A health practice. Every listener today, I should be able to sit down across a table and say, tell me about your health practice. What do you do to cultivate your health? And how is that different than it was a year ago or two or ten? Because your efficiency in this process defines you. And that's not intuitive. That's counterintuitive. Because we all, especially as Americans, put health on the C list or the D list. It's just what you fit in that you don't want to fit in. Because if you don't, well, you've got some sense that you're going to pay for it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mastering an identity. I'm talking about mastering a perception of efficiency, meaning the more you put into your health, the more you cultivate an efficient health practice, the more it comes back to you financially, emotionally, spiritually. In any way you want to measure it, it comes back to you. That's the way we should be looking at a health practice. But as you can glean from the media, a health practice is what supplement are you stuffing down your throat this morning? Or what new superfood are you trying? This has nothing to do with health practice. This has to do with sales. Well-intentioned sales. But it still doesn't, it's not what I'm talking about. And if you're chronically ill, or you get the sense after 50 that you're not getting what you came here to get, it's because you've got to get this connection. So, soon on the website will be the 50 laws of natural health. Laws. The 50 laws of natural health. I've redone the website. It'll be up in a couple of weeks. Because after 25 years of pounding my head against a wall, which is kind of how I feel for the most part, what I talk about a lot of people just aren't interested in. Or it's entertainment, but it doesn't really stick to their ribs. And it's because it's ahead of itself. But I really think my tide is in. And the reason is one out of two people over the next 10 years will get cancer. Does anybody out there understand what that means? You worried about terrorism? You worried about the economy? You're worried about whatever you're worried about? And we already know. Go, you check it out yourself. Get on Google and look at the stats. The actuaries and all the major insurance companies and the Center for Disease Control and anybody else. In the next 10 years, cancer will hit one out of two Americans. And so what I'm saying to you is you got to put health on the A list. But you're not going to do that. You're not. And the reason you're not is you don't understand that health is an investment that triples your investment. You don't get that. Not your fault. All you've heard is it's a lot of baloney. Or all you've heard is take this supplement and the world will change. And in both cases, that's not reality. So it's not your fault. Don't tell me I'm yelling at you, because I'm not. But I am edgy on this. Why? The stats are on my side. They're not on your side. I'm not getting cancer, unless God plans it. But that aside, I won't get it. I have a health practice that I can bank on. I want to share that with you. I try. But you got to brand this into your skull. And that is the time you put in will come back to you many times. And yes, that accommodates those phases in your life where you just can't. You just can't watch your diet. You just can't find the time to move 15 minutes a day. You can't do it. Yes, it accommodates that. But in the overall, how has your practice improved? And do you even have a concept of it? If you were going to put health on the A-list, this is what you're about to do. You're about to hear the 50 laws of natural health. I've made it foolproof. Number one, I call it biliary patency. That means you have to have a bile practice. What's a bile practice? A bile practice means you do these liver gallbladder flushes. Ah, did you know that that's what a bile practice is? Do you know what bile is? Do you do coffee enemas? Do you drink olive oil? If you did, if you're nodding your head, yeah, I know, here's the law. The law is when you do these flushes, these liver flushes, these gallbladder flushes, do these coffee enemas, do you see green stuff in the toilet? Are you moving bile, that yellow-green fluid, copiously? I don't want you to cultivate a practice of mechanics, meaning, oh yeah, I bought that flush, I did the flush, and I'm good. I did it. Check it off. That's what I want to kill. I want to kill that. If you think that way, if you're one of those people who just does things mechanically, who goes through the motions and then checks it off and walks away, tells your friend about what you did, smiles complacently underneath it all that you're covered because you did it, I want to kill that. Because if you don't understand what it is to get the effect, the physiological effect from these things, you're wasting your time. So, if I say liver flushes and gallbladder flushes, I'm going to say biliary patency. I'm going to say, do you see the green stuff in the toilet? And lots of it, increasingly, when you do that coffee enema. When you do, then you're healing. When you do a liver and gallbladder flush, drink the olive oil, do the coffee enema. Do you notice that you're more flexible? Does your energy level go up? Do you feel like you're having a spiritual moment? And most of all, do you see that yellow-green stuff in the toilet and does it smell different? If I had a dollar for every single person I've asked this question to that's done these flushes, you would be in shock to know most of the time nobody even has a clue. That's the problem. You see, healing is feeling. Healing is feeling. Healing is not going through the motions. But you already know this. You just haven't applied it yet because health really isn't on the A list and we haven't given you the paradigm. Well, we know this in the arts, right? If you're an actress and you go to an acting school and you learn to act and you learn your lines and you learn everything you're supposed to learn and then you stand up in front of the audience and it sounds plastic, well, then you haven't learned to act. But you could say, I know my lines and I understand the character and I know technique and blah, blah, blah. And they would say to you, yes, I know you've got your checklist all worked out, but you stink. You haven't done it. That's the way most of us lumber through our health practice, like poor, bad actors and actresses. I want to change that. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Hopefully, you're on the radio right now or listening on the site. I love those people that are driving. and they're turning the radio stations through all the idiotic nonsense. It's nauseating, isn't it? And they just come across K-Bright by accident. They're looking for 640, they're looking for 870, they're looking for 1150, and they just tune in, and then they got to pull the car over. That's my favorite moment. I had a lady from Lebanon email the office the other week about a webinar, and I said, that's it. That's it. I've never done a webinar. I'm doing webinars now for people outside of Los Angeles, for people who can't get to my classes. I'm going to do a webinar. It's going out over the next 3 weeks. And I will rock you. I actually love radio. I love radio. I love radio the way Rush Limbaugh loves radio. The way Prager loves radio. I love the way radio people love radio. It's a very special thing. Tomorrow, I'm doing a seminar on cancer, how to prevent it, perspectives on it. The seminar is booked out, but I can always stuff one or two more people. It's 150 clams, it's 7 hours, and it rocks. If you have real background, fellow doctor, people that have been in the game for a while, not if you're dying of cancer, God bless you. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call that number. Give us your name, kind of your background, your interest. Not complicated, just people that have been in the health game for a while. If Whole Foods is new to you, that's not really a good idea. I think you'd feel like you've wasted your money because it's going to be a lot of science. So you got to have some background. But if you have a fair background in health, that's the number to call. I've got two spaces left. Always looking for an open-minded, good student. My classes have been running for years. And people learn and grow. And tomorrow I'm going to celebrate because I've got, out of the 25, 27 people coming, I've got about 5 or 6 people who have actually put their life back together, who are not going to be functional, who are going to be lying on their backsides for the rest of their life. And they are rocking. They are out there surfing. They are out there doing their thing again. And they have health. And they will all tell you the same thing. Yeah, we used some herbs, but no, we did not stay ignorant and revolve our entire therapy around stuff we took that was going to get us better. We developed a full-fledged, comprehensive, dynamic, contoured health practice. Number 2, dissolving all known precipitates. I've done shows on precipitation, so this is the second natural law. You have to dissolve all your known precipitates. What does that mean in terms of the feeling? It means when you do a kidney cleanse, you have to feel the sand go down your ureter and it's going to pinch you. If you get a little blood in the urine, you're not going to flip out. You're going to know that's because you got so much sand up in your kidney and it's coming down and it's irritating the lining and it's creating a little blood. You're not going to flip out. That's not the intention, but if you see it, you're going to know you're dissolving your precipitates. If you get that little twinge, that's normal. That's actually a good sign. You're going to know that the stuff, the calcium oxalate, the calcium phosphate, the uric acid that's messing up your kidney, you're going to know by a feeling. See, it's the point. You're going to know by a feeling that you're healing. When you do a colon cleanse, you're going to be able to pull your lower belly in, a colon cleanse, to get rid of the muck, that thick, snotty lining that hasn't been scoured on the inside of your large intestine. You want to scrape and replace those epithelial linings, those mucus cells, those mucus plugs, those little cavitations on the inner bowel wall. You want to be able to scrape them off and create a whole new layer. And you'll know you're doing that when, during and after a colon cleanse, you can pull your lower belly in and it becomes concave. Concave. You see, healing is feeling. What I'm trying to destroy is the person, the perception, the false perception that the person has when they say, I did a kidney cleanse. And I say, did you feel anything? And they go, what was I supposed to feel? You know, did you get any, like, stuff coming out of your body, like a twinge through the ureter? Or maybe the urine was a little pink, or there was a slight burning sensation as you urinated. Or your joints got much more flexible. And this is my point, gang. People, when you ask them, about their experience, they don't have an answer. They're just reading lines off a script. You do not heal that way. And this is the way the vast, vast, vast majority of people approach their health. It's how the vast percentage of people approach natural health. And it's ridiculous. And all we do on radio, for the most part, all we do, unfortunately, for the most part, is support your delusion. Because it's easy. You see, it's not that easy to feel your experience. It's awkward. It's embarrassing. You're not feeling you when you're in a health exercise because of your pain. Because you've become so anxiety ridden. Because you're too busy to listen to your body. And so you don't want to feel because it hurts. So you do the task blindly and you get no result. You get marginal result. You don't get enough result to take the genius, the sacredness, the godliness of natural medicine and deliver a therapy that works. And that's what the devil wants. You see, the devil wants you to think that biliary patency and dissolving all known precipitates and shifting the autonomics and opening the breath and shifting the sleep pattern to 6 to 8 straight hours of dead sleep to living with your blood sugar under 90 at all times and having the joy of that. When stretching, to be able to separate the joints, not just lengthen the muscles, but actually feel decompression within the joints. The devil wants to deny you these experiences. You see? And so the devil makes sure that you have a painful life. And that pain overwhelms you. And that when you come up for air and you want to change your existence, you can't feel anything. And if you can't feel, you can't navigate. And you become the lousy actor. So what I've done is create the 50 laws of natural health. I'm not going to get through all 50 of them today. You have to get to the website as soon as I get it up. And I'm sorry, I'm busy. You guys should hang out with me for a week or two. I multitask, my friends. I really multitask. What I did this summer academically, it could have killed me. But I did it, and I got away with it, and I'm proud of it. The beach has been a flop. You guys hear me talk about the ocean? I was going in every single day. The summer's here. As of a month ago, I don't want to go to the beach anymore. How's that? How's that for a dog? I'm a dog. A cat. I'm an animal. In the winter, during the storms, 7 a.m., 6 a.m., even in the dark of morning, raining, I made myself go in the ocean. Water temperature, 55 degrees. Lifeguards going, you're nuts. The beach patrol cats. It was beautiful. I felt God. It was wonderful. And I wasn't stupid about it. But I did it. I risked it. I ain't going in the water this summer. First of all, it's a different ocean. It amazes me. We are just a bunch of fleas. We are a bunch of fleas. Homo sapien. Our britches are too big. We think we're a lot bigger than we are. And I mean that respectfully to us because our species is astounding in its potentials. But when you get into nature, and some of you can really relate, you know we're just a little dot. God is great. My point, the beach has changed. The summer swell comes in. I don't even recognize the coastline. It astounds me. I mean, it really astounds me. I do not understand how the ocean can change that drastically. I go to the beach. I look at it. I don't want to go in the water. And treacherous? It's dangerous in the summer. The winter is relatively safe. When the surf pounds high up against the walls of the homes, and you're like, I ain't going into that. That's safe. This water's tricky. It's sneaky tricky. I know all the lifeguards. We chat all the time. We pick out the riptides together. I interview people after the lifeguard pulls them out. I had a lifeguard the other day. He dove in to pull these two kids out, and the kids didn't even ask him to. I went up to the kids, and I said, did you call him? And they said, no. So I went up to the lifeguard, nice guy. And I said, they didn't call you. And he said to me, you'll love this. He said, no, they didn't call me, but they were about to. I love it. I love it. God is great. I love that. All right, you heard me blur about a few others. Have you opened the breath? Law 3, opening the breath. What does that mean? Opening, yeah, sure. I took a course in breath work. I opened my breath. No, my friend. When you've opened the breath and you take a breath, you will feel. You will feel. I said feel. I said healing is feeling. You will feel the inside of your brain expand. That's critical. I want you to get my point again so you'll respect how I proceed. I could find, just in Santa Monica alone, probably 100,000 people. I could find a lot of people. I could find enough people to fill Dodger Stadium to say that they understand how to take a breath. Because they go to yoga. Because they read a book. Because they sang opera. Because they took music lessons. They took voice lessons. They took singing lessons from a breath teacher. I am telling you right now, when you take a breath, if you do not feel the inside of your brain expand in a euphoric, dynamic, absolutely beyond pleasant way, if that breath does not make your eyesight clearer, if it doesn't shift the alignment of your body, if it doesn't change your bite, you don't know what you're doing. Isn't that politically correct? Guys, you got to know what my life is like. You teach yoga. You sing songs. You take classes. I will bust you. And this is designed to actually go in and make you feel your experience. So law number 3, you've got to open the breath. But that means as you take the inhalation, as you take what you call the exhalation, somewhere along that arc, you feel the inside of your brain expand. And you feel massive euphoria. So we got through 3 laws. There's 47 left. I'm looking for 2 good students. I'm looking for good clients. People who have health concerns that want to know how to create a health practice. I don't cure disease. I don't treat disease. I teach you how to optimize your health practice. And then we let the body do the rest, and we give glory to God. 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you're interested in the seminar, make the call, whatever else. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.